Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's the 1st of October 2016, and that means it's the first Octava. This is going to be my Octava day one. So I understand the theme for the first 8 days of Octava is Desert Island Discs, and the idea is to choose 8 discs that you would take on the desert island in the sense of the BBC Radio 4 television program Desert Island Discs. And this was nominated by Paul O'Mahony, the guy who first came up with the idea of Octava, even though he didn't come up with the name. That was Stefano. Anyway, I'm going to jump in and play with you one of my favorite records, or one of my chosen 8 discs that I would take with me to a desert island. So I've decided that I'm going to use vinyl discs for my particular choices. So and I thought, well, if I take all vinyl, then I just have to take I only need to take one player, then, don't I? So a record player. So so I'm going to choose first of all this one. So it comes in a paper sleeve, the sort of paper sleeve that's got no writing on it. It's just got a hole in the middle, so you can see the label of the record itself, the way it used to be. I'm going to play that for you. This mystery record. So I'm going to pull it out of the sleeve. There we go. There's the paper sleeve. Here's the record. Right. So pop it on the record player. Can you hear me? Pop it on the record player and switch on the motor. So the disc starts going round. Let's give it a clean with a brush. Right. And off we go.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man,
hello,
scarlet and grey, chuckling away. Back to my house, and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office.
Gnome office.
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome. Said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
Have you got a light, boy?
Yeah, where do you come from?
No man's land.
Oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. Right, let's hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise?
That's Fred. He's a
metronome. Ha, ha, ha. He, he. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ha, ha, ha. He. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we are nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, not at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up the chimney, and we're living on caviar and honey. Because they're earning me lots of money, writing comedy prose for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course. Ha ha ha, he.
So there you go, that's the Laughing Gnome by David Bowie. And I thought it was a suitable song to choose because of obviously the sad passing of David Bowie earlier this year. I thought what better way to start off the Octava, my Octava series of record of tunes than a record that by David Bowie. So let me also explain why I chose that one. So this is one of the first records that that made it into my record collection, I believe. So as I was when I was a child, I think my parents were playing this tune. This tune was released in 1967 and then re-released successfully in 1973. And I believe it was playing in the house in the household and on my parents' record player, and I took a liking to it because of the comedy element and the funny voices and that sort of thing. So they gifted it to me, and it came into my record collection for for when I started having my own record player and wanting to have my own records. So great sentimental value, really, that particular piece of vinyl. I couldn't possibly leave that behind if I was told, right, so you've got to fly off to this desert island now, and you've got to take 8 of your discs from your record box, and that'll be one of the ones I'll take. So there you go, that's the story for that one. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow with day 2 of Octava. Hashtag Octava16, and the website is www.octava.net. Toodle-boo.